Thank you and good afternoon. Local agencies and emergency personnel spent the morning and afternoon investigating Bimbo Drive near the Eel River after a vehicle was discovered in the river. Preliminary information gathered at the scene indicates that the vehicle was traveling southbound at an unknown speed when it traveled off the roadway and began overturning after striking a reflector post. The vehicle then continued down an embankment and came to rest on its wheels completely submerged in the Eel River. Throughout the day, CHP officers, a CHP helicopter, technical rescue, and county sheriff's personnel searched the area for any victims. However, none were located. How long the vehicle was in the river and when the crash occurred are unknown at this time. Bimbo Drive was closed during the investigation but reopened around 1 o'clock. Local law enforcement agencies are jointly leading an investigation into the officer-involved shooting that occurred at a residence in the 3200 block of Pine Street Tuesday afternoon. Investigators with the district attorney's office were at the house to question 24-year-old Nicholas Johnson, who was wanted in connection with the murder of David Gamfield in April of last year. Johnson emerged from the house and began firing at investigators without warning, and they returned fire, wounding Johnson. He was then arrested and transported to the hospital for surgery. No law enforcement personnel were injured in the shooting, and Johnson is expected to survive. Johnson had a warrant out in his name in connection with the death of Gamfield, who was dropped off at Mad River Hospital last year and later flown to an out-of-area hospital, where he succumbed to fatal head trauma. The county district attorney's office would normally review any officer-involved shooting. However, District Attorney Maggie Fleming said in a statement that she has contacted the state attorney general's office to investigate the shooting because it involved investigators from her office. This afternoon, the county coroner's office identified 71-year-old Alder Point resident Hugh Duggins as the man whose remains were located on Alder Point Road last week. The autopsy results revealed no signs of foul play in Duggins' death, and the toxicology results are pending to determine the exact cause. Duggins' body was discovered by a passerby in the 7000 block of Alder Point Road last Thursday, and law enforcement say he had been deceased 24 to 48 hours prior. How Johnson ended up far away from his residence is unknown. On Tuesday, the California Highway Patrol in Crescent City arrested 22-year-old Ricky Meyer after he fled from officers during a traffic stop near Smith River. Tuesday morning, an officer attempted a traffic stop on a stolen vehicle Meyer was driving on Fred Haight Drive, and he fled the scene on foot, leaving behind two other passengers. The two passengers were then detained and released at the scene after questioning. Meyer later turned himself into law enforcement, and he was booked into jail for resisting arrest and evading an officer. The owner of the vehicle has not been identified. On Tuesday, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office issued a missing persons report for 37-year-old Lucas Blake Williams, who has been missing since October of last year. Blake Williams was last seen being dropped off at the administrative building at the College of the Redwoods campus, and anyone with information related to his whereabouts are asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. For those who plan to travel near Salmon Creek Road in Miranda on Thursday, you can expect minor delays until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. A portion of the roadway a half a mile from the end of Salmon Creek Road has been washed out during the recent storms due to a failed culvert, and work crews will be on scene conducting repairs. The work will begin in the morning at 9 o'clock. St. Joseph's Health in Humboldt County has awarded $200,000 in grant funding to numerous local organizations to aid food insecurity and care access to rural and underserved communities. The grant funding came as a part of the annual Care for the Poor Community Grant Program. Some of the larger community grants were awarded to the Eureka Rescue Mission, the Humboldt Senior Resource Center, and the Humboldt Network of Family Resource Centers. Martha Shanahan, the area director of St. Joseph's Health, said the following statement: "Our partners do such meaningful work that helps improve the overall health of our community, and we are honored to support them." The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook and a high surf advisory for residents along the north coast that will go into effect on Thursday morning. With heavy rain forecasted for Thursday and Friday, residents are urged to use caution when visiting local beaches and to expect breaking waves. The rainfall will also cause rises in rivers and flooding in localized streams, and gusty winds are possible on Thursday and Friday as well. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.